FM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Search teams looking for a missing marine chopper with five aboard. The Focus, a rural wooded area in Southern California. The chopper was flying from Nevada back to its home base in San Diego. A day after Republicans in the House failed to pass the impeachment of the Homeland Security Secretary or an aid package to Israel, a call this morning from House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
In order to get things done on behalf of the American people, Democrats and Republicans should be working together.
The Senate today expected to vote on the bipartisan border security measure, which also includes aid for Israel and Ukraine, but it is also expected to fail. In Israel today, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The hostages are foremost on our minds and in our hearts.
Trying to find a way forward to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He's been meeting separately with the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President. This is ABC News. Russia launching new attacks across Ukraine. At least three people killed in strikes hitting several cities, including Kyiv. The attacks carried out with missiles and drones. Another earthquake shaking parts of Oklahoma, and experts think the latest string of them may have been caused by us.
The nearly unanimous consensus is that natural gas fracking and wastewater reinjection are to blame for the latest quakes. But the question
is this related to wastewater disposal that occurred last week? Is it related to wastewater disposal that occurred several years ago?
Dr. Jake Walter is Oklahoma State seismologist.
We don't necessarily know.
If natural gas exploration and recovery have reawakened dormant faults, the earthquakes could go on long after the wells have been capped. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More and more Americans are seeing more of their paychecks disappear to their rent. A recent study from Harvard found a record number of Americans, over 22 million households, spent at least 30% of their income on rent. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased police officers down. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying them was, quote, satisfying. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin State Universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses, who says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix, 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he says, one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Play what we want.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Turned to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. But in a certain 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burger Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a
It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the chokers and you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Sorry. There'll still be 2 days to waste, and we're sorry. an opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment, did you capture it, or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out.
FM's secret to a long and happy life? Why, commercial profit.
Nachos! Get your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. On the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing and so are the winds, becoming feisty out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will crank our high temperatures, though, into the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Rain rolls in by early tomorrow morning and lingers throughout the day tomorrow. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM runs on two lithium batteries. Check FM checks all the boxes because, well, we're a bit paranoid.
Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the Nurses Aid student via email Tawny M, that's T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M, at parkmanorwy.com or call 715-762-2449.
Hey, Jack, where's the peanut butter?
Director of Public Relations. There's no other. Okay.
Could see the road.
FM's turn to get our beak wet.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick.
This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear. Your child has cancer. Saint Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing and so are the winds, becoming feisty out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will crank our high temperatures, though, into the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Rain rolls in by early tomorrow morning and lingers throughout the day tomorrow. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
I'm
you have a playing what we want machine too? But yours looks like a phone.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. At the cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, admit that when love you came naturally from Paris. The girl she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Galsy to pull your mind.
Hey, look, Jack, I done called you about 12 times. Call me back, 867-5309.